USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he found the whistleblower allegations to be both disturbing and credible that led to an impeachment inquiry being opened against President Trump.
I can understand why the Inspector General found them credible, even without the benefit yet of the Inspector General's full analysis.
The President said there was no quid pro quo in the July phone call with Ukraine's president on his political rival, Joe Biden.
And the Democrats did this hoax during the United Nations week. It was perfect. Because this way, it takes away from these tremendous achievements that we're taking care of doing.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney called the rough transcript of the call deeply troubling. The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifies before Congress on Thursday on the whistleblower complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump is once again condemning Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Opening a meeting on Venezuela at the United Nations General Assembly in New York City, the president said Maduro is vicious and corrupt.
We will stand with the Venezuelan people every single day until they are finally freed from this horrible and brutal oppression. They will be freed.
Trump insisting there must be a peaceful constitutional transition of power in the South American country. The U.S. recognizes opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate leader of Venezuela. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, investors were happy as stocks closed higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 163 points, the S&P 500 up 18, and the NASDAQ up 84 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he's committed to normalizing relations with North Korea as he tries to obtain a summit with leader Kim Jong-un. In his speech to the United Nations General Assembly, Abe, the only world leader in North Asia who has yet to meet with Kim, offered to meet with the North Korean leader without any preconditions. Previously, he proposed a summit with Pyongyang at the UN. Last year, the Japanese Prime Minister called for the resolution of the abduction issue, which could be resolved through a new start or a direct meeting with Kim. The two sides have made little progress in negotiations, despite some lower-level meetings regarding abducted Japanese in Mongolia in 2018. Tokyo still recognizes a dozen of the abductees, though Pyongyang has said none of them are alive. North Korea's lack of cooperation on the issue comes at a time when it's returned to test weapon systems. The Kim regime has also turned down South Korean calls for cooperation while remaining open to restarting working-level talks with the United States. Abe endorsed President Trump's North Korean policy, which Trump defended before the UN earlier in the day as bold diplomacy. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.